one of the things we've been doing is we've been working on how to use this amazing spiritual capacity that we have. A couple weeks ago, we looked at a very simple way of working with that, just to hold someone in your heart. So simple. Just to hold someone in your heart. Now, I've been amazed at the many experiences that have been shared with me during this week as people have said what that accomplished between them and another, or just in the quality of their own experience. And I noticed that while I've been working with this, there's been a memory that's been calling to me. So I want to share it with you. This took place many years ago in the mountains of Montana. I was at a little log cabin, and I'd run off for a number of days of just silent retreat. I was sitting on the porch of the cabin, and it was so quiet, not a thing in the meadow out there in front of me. And I was just trying to quiet my mind and be still when I noticed that there was a little movement off on the far side of the meadow. And as I watched, elk began to leave the forest and come out into the meadow. And there were four great bulls with huge racks of antlers, and there were about 30 or more other elk that were with them. And very quietly, they went across the meadow. They'd stop and graze a little and look around and go on. But as I watched them, it's that incredible gift of simply being able to be there. But there in that moment, what I found was, as I watched them, I felt this deep awe, this deep love for these magnificent beings. And as they went, I began to have a sense of them and a feeling of a connection. Now, I've shared with you at different times the experience of actually entering into another being or life form, and that wasn't what happened here. It was simply connection. But as they exited that meadow, what I realized was that I had been changed by that experience. And I still can't say how. But I noticed when I began to look at this experience of holding something in my heart that memory kept coming forth. And I realized it was a time in which, though I didn't understand a lot about the heart yet, that intuitively I'd known how to reach out beyond the self and make connection that had great meaning for me. And how that memory, though I've spent many years in the Rocky Mountains and have enjoyed the presence of elk many times in my life, that memory is so vibrant and full. It almost as though it is here in my heart. And when I touch it, I feel my heart. So let me ask you if there are memories like that for you. Now, the truth is, I know we all have some memories that, you know, get really encoded. Okay, if anybody here win the lottery, I'm sure that would do it. Okay, that moment. Oh, it's me. Or at the other end of that, you open the letter and the IRS is going to audit you. You know, those are moments that you remember. And You know, and those are just emotionally encoded songs. We're talking about something different here. We're talking about those memories where there was a connection through your heart. Okay, as you touch that memory, let it come to you. Be aware of how it feels. And I would ask you if, in that memory, did you experience love flowing from your heart to that one? When I looked back at the experience with the elk, I realized through that focus and feeling of appreciation and just deep love and respect for those creatures that there was a flow of love from my heart to them. And it's my understanding that as that takes place, there is connection, there is bond. This was with a very different creature walking this earth with me. As I looked at that experience, that flow of love, it took me back into the memory of something that we share here in Unity, and that's that knowledge of Myrtle Fillmore's healing. Now, if you're not familiar with that, Unity came out of the experience of a healing by a woman named Myrtle Fillmore. And she was in the last months of terminal tuberculosis. In that, she had a spiritual awakening, an understanding that as a spiritual being, she did not inherit this, that this was not her real experience. And so with that, she understood that she could take and instruct the cells of her body into wholeness. And so she began affirming that life and vitality in every system, in every cell within her body. And as she did this, the cells began to move into wholeness and the disease lost its power over her. Now, it took some time for that to happen. And she wrote a beautiful description of that. But when I read it, I realize how inadequate the words are to talk about what was happening there. The words were mere vehicles to focus the love that was flowing through her heart. It's that she brought her love to those cells. And so they could receive and be affected by her intention of wholeness. She let her love flow. Just as in a very different experience with those elk, I let my love flow, and a connection was created. As I look at this experience of just letting our love flow, realize how simple it is, and yet how powerful. So I want to share with you something that has just been a delight in my discovery. This is an experience of someone who's a part of our spiritual community. Her name is Holly Reese, and Holly went through an experience of chronic illness. And she shares her experience back to wholeness in her book, My Journey Into and Out of Chronic Illness. She calls Rising from the Abyss. And it is an amazing experience. It's difficult for me to comprehend the level of difficulty that her awareness presented to her life. Okay, what happened? And it's a very unusual disease. But in her experience, that which protected her from the reactions of her nerves lost its protection. So she was constantly experiencing excruciating pain in every part of her body. It's difficult to comprehend. It was so extreme that she was reached the point where she was unable to move because of the pain. And yet the pain was there and she could not get away from it. At that point in her life, she, in attempting to begin to work with her mind, went to a practice that she had learned earlier in her life. She is very skilled in martial arts in several disciplines, and as a part of that training, she had to learn how to take and focus her mind and how to use the breath to focus the mind. Now, we work a lot with heart breathing here, but understanding in the martial arts world, the breathing is from the solar plexus. So she took and through that breathing began to get control of the focus of her mind. Okay, and as she did that, then she could ask for help and support. Now, she'd been through an experience of spiritual awakening, expanding awareness, and so she had an understanding of guidance and support for her through the experience of guides, of spiritual guides, and so she asked for that support. And when she did so, what they did was her guidance came to her to focus her attention on her right hand. Understand, every part of her body is in excruciating pain. The work was to focus her attention on her right hand. And as she did so, she began to have an experience of visualization where she could perceive the cells of her hand. Okay, and they were red and angry and inflamed. And her guidance began to explain to her and encourage her to look at the cells as a part of her family. That interrelationship with we have that is supportive and crucial to our life. So her guidance then directed her, your cells, you, your family, feel angry and pain and alone. What we want you to do is send love into your cells and send love to your family. So they mean into the cells of the hand is what they're talking about. You need each other. So she goes on then, I take a few moments and draw upon the love I feel for Mom, Dad, Jay, Shitka, and my friends. So that's for her family. So she brings to awareness the love that she feels from her family and activates that feeling of love within her. As I think about them, the pleasant warmth in my chest becomes a fuzzy pink ball of love. It expands until it overflows my heart. Okay, she's talking now about this feeling of love and it having this visual form for her, this pink ball of love within her heart. It overflows her heart. I imagine a stream of pink love energy riding on a wave of cooling and calming blue light that pours over and around my cells, my family, one by one. So she's talking specifically about her right hand and the vision that she has of her right hand. One by one, I put out the fires with the blue energy and comfort and love my cells with the pink. It's fascinating to watch as they go from fiery red to pink while shrinking. Eventually, they have more room to move and swim calmly around in the blue light. Moving through the tissues of my hand, I'm drawn to wherever there are angry red cells. I shower them with healing, drawing upon an infinite source, the love of my family. drawing upon an infinite source, the love of my family. There's no sense of the passage of time, but at some point, all of the cells in my hand are vibrating a happy pink. So this is her experience. Now, what happens is when the hand reaches this point in her experience, she brings herself, her attention back into her body and is back in the experience of exquisite pain. And so she has to go through the process then of refocusing and gaining control over her mind, bringing it back, and then she goes through a specific test of what happens. Okay? I turn my attention over to my left hand. My mind explodes with the familiar thunder and lightning. That's her description of the pain that she feels within the cells of her hand. So her attention is on her left hand, and there is that powerful, excruciating pain. Back to my right hand, I physically gasp in amazement. I feel nothing. My right hand isn't pounding, flaming, or blazing. It feels what? Amazing. It feels peaceful. This was a first step in a process of healing from a very extreme case of physical pain and disability back into a life of wholeness. Now, there's many wonderful things that she works with and bring in on this path. But this is, in my understanding of what she shared, the point of movement from being powerless over what is taking place in her life to the creation of that which is whole and harmonious. As I read her story, I remembered how powerful it is to let our love flow. Now, this for Holly was a point of desperation and pain. But the truth is, it is always powerful and transforming. It was something she needed desperately, but for us, there's always that which is enriched and blessed and uplifted. Myrtle Fillmore's healing. That simple experience with the elk. And I mention that because no pain, no difficulty, not a problem. Just a potential for a greater experience of life. That beautiful connection that's there with the people around us, with ourselves, that flow, letting our love flow to the physical needs within our body, to the emotional needs within our being. For sometimes it is our emotions where our pain is carried. I let my love flow. It's so simple. I let my love flow. Join me.
I let my love flow.
Wherever it is in our lives.
I let my love flow.
Whether it's an experience of pain or joy.
I let my love flow.
There is always a greater experience before us.
I let my love flow.
And every time that happens, it is not only your experience that is raised. I invite you to play with it. With just whatever comes up, person after person experience, just keep remembering that. I let my love flow. Let it go to that person, to the need, to the opportunity. Because whenever that happens, and every time it happens, it not only touches and uplifts that which is in our world individually, the truth is, it uplifts the world we share together. Because I know you do that. I know the love you bring to this planet at this time.